quick question about HP AI, and it's for anyone out there. Jim, you mentioned it's all-consuming right now for the agencies, and you're right, in the media, in the consumer world, it's all-consuming as well, but you wish it would be maybe a little less because you have things under control. But we've been through HP AI outbreaks before, right? What makes this one maybe a little more disconcerting for some of you up there? Is there anything that has you worried? In the sense of, you know, we have it in cows, and we've seen, you know, portions of it in milk and things like that. And what can you tell the processors of the world to maybe make them not worry as much?
So I think that it being in, such a large pool of virus in dairy, in a mammal, historically it has been generally in avian species, although in the last year or so it has been seen in more mammals. But there's rather now a large pool of virus being in a mammal, dairy, and being found significantly in milk, I think the reasons. And so, and they're mammals that have people around them, you know, people who work with dairy cows, so you're worried about it basically spreading to them and a mutation occurring that makes humans more susceptible, which would be not good for us, society or the world, really. I think that's what's raised the concern within the scientists and the government.
Sure. I'll just make one point, and I'm a lawyer, not a scientist, so I speak carefully here, but I think part of it could be PTSD from COVID, right? To the degree that we followed the news, where it came from, it jumped from this animal to that animal to a human. My understanding, this is not anywhere near as, or won't be, if it reaches humans, as severe. I think the other piece I'll just say from my perspective as a regulator, just trying to balance things, right? I know what we've been saying at USDA while we're on all the calls with FDA, and there's not just one agency, but we've got one that deals with animal health. This still is an animal health issue. And yet, because of people's understandable concern, for us, maybe not for Jim, because we found it in milk. We haven't found it in ground beef, we haven't found it in muscle, and we're testing. So it's a very, so again, I think PTSD is from COVID is part of it, and I think you don't want to wait until it winds up in more than one human, right, to take action. So that's always the balance between preventing and responding.
I think that I agree that there's a lot that agencies learned and a lot that the public learned from COVID about mutability of viruses and how strain differences can appear and spread and lead to changes in transmission. And we all learned just how quickly that can happen and how quickly those surges can occur. And unfortunately, influenza and avian influenza, as an example, are pretty good at changing, at mutating. Its genome, its DNA is in several different fragments, and they mix and match with great speed. So I think it's healthy concern about the possibilities amplified by, as you're saying, the experience of the last 4 years.